97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
For Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is their supporters.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Every day, Genevieve Wood, there's something new that distracts us like a kitten with a laser pointer, right?
Oh, my word. I mean, I thought deplorable was going to be the bottom of the barrel, but apparently no. Garbage, that's the new term for anybody who disagrees with those on the left. You're now garbage.
Yeah, Kim came up with a great idea earlier for a Halloween costume for tomorrow. Just to throw a garbage bag over yourself, glue a couple pieces of garbage to it, and walk around as a Trump supporter.
That's a great idea.
It's a costume on a
very
budget.
Good idea. Well, in this economy, you know, you can do what you can do. I mean, this is what it is.
Thank you. Right?
Look, it's one of those things, though. It's like, why do they have him out there, right? Two, why, you know, was this planned? Was this a line that they talked about? Did he just come up with it on his own? I mean, in my view, this is what they really think. I mean, this is what they really, truly think. And it's not just Joe Biden. It's probably everybody that works in the Kamala Harris campaign and the people who support it. I don't know if you saw her rally last night, but I saw some of the interviews with people afterwards. And you had reporters going, like, what does she stand for? And even after they'd been at the thing last night, they still couldn't say, here's what she's done over the last 4 years. So I'm not going to call her garbage, but I'm going to call their policies garbage. I'm going to say that what they've done for the last 4 years has made a lot of garbage for Americans.
Yeah.
And the reality is, you know, you should talk about policies, not personality. But that's all they've got.
It's true. I mean, the garbage is worth a lot more these days because of inflation, right? You had to pay a lot more for those things before you threw them out, for sure. You know, I've been fascinated. This is sort of in your backyard there in D.C. On this Virginia court decision to make them return non-citizens to the voter rolls. I am baffled by this.
Well, I think in this case, I think President Trump nailed it. Talk about weaponizing a department against a state. In this case, this is the Department of Justice, who's come out in the last 25 days and said, oh, you got to put these folks back on the rolls. You didn't have the ability to do this. This is a Virginia state law that's been in the law since 2006. As Governor Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, pointed out, a Democratic governor signed it into law. Both Republican and Democratic governors have used it to remove people from the voter rolls who were non-citizens over the years. So this is nothing new. But out of the blue, here comes the Department of Justice with 25 days before the election to say, oh, you can't do this, 90. You can't do this in this time window. Well, then why can they do it in this time window?
Yeah.
I think they picked the window because they think it's going to be hard to get a court, because, you know, the court that overturned it, they appealed to the Fourth Circuit, which I don't think is a conservative circuit of judges. And so they wouldn't hear it. And so they've had to take it to the Supreme Court. And it's not clear that the court will be able to rule before November 5, next Tuesday. Let's hope they do.
You know, one of the issues on our ballot here in Missouri is talking about abortion, but it also relates to gender affirming care. And you know, the people who are saying vote yes say, oh, you're just exaggerating. That's not what's going to happen. But it's so clear that it will. And I thought it was fantastic that Marco Rubio's coming out there and he's saying, you know, I feel like the NIH is not being transparent. They're hiding what we feel like are these effects from this gender affirming care, as they call it.
Yeah, and I would encourage people to check out the story on the Daily Signal. He brought to light that the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, Dr. Fauci's favorite institute and agency, they gave $6 million several years ago to a scientist and researcher in California and her group to do research on this very thing. Like, if you give these transition, like puberty blockers and these drugs to kids who say they want to transition, if you give that to them, what are the effects? And what we don't know all the findings of the study because they never released it. We spent $6 million on a study to find out the answers to questions, and then they do the study, and they don't release the findings. What does that tell you? Well, we know in an article that she published that one of the findings was that approximately a fourth of the kids that took these drugs ended up wanting to be suicidal.
Yes.
Well, if those are your findings, and that's not the agenda you're trying to push, you just don't release them. I don't think that's science. Is that science?
No,
I mean, that's, yeah.
It's not
it's
science.
No lies.
True. And I love the other story on here. Jay Green's got a piece on the Daily Signal today asking this question. Whenever you bring this up, people will tell you, well, those surgeries for gender modification on minors are very rare. So he asked the question, how rare are they? And according to a new study, there were 5,747 sex change surgeries performed on children in the U.S. between 2019 and 2023. And he said that comes out to about 9.2 per 100,000, which might still sound like not many until you consider, for example, drowning kills 0.8 per 100,000 young people every year, which means deaths are 1/11 as common as gender surgeries among children of roughly the same age.
And what we know about all of this, if you look at other studies on all this, is that the vast majority of kids, if they're just allowed to get through puberty, they decide they don't want to change sexes.
Yes.
Okay? But all this stuff is irreversible. Once you have these surgeries, you can't go back and change that again. You can't replace body parts you've taken off. The damages these puberty blockers and other drugs will do that sterilizes kids. They're making a decision when they're 16, 15, 14 years old that's going to mean they can never have kids in the future. And we're allowing them, and yet we don't allow these kids to drink. We don't allow them to buy cigarettes. We don't allow them to do all sorts of other things on their own. But now we've got the government saying it's okay. And by the way, if parents don't like it, we're going to come take your kids in some state.
Eye-opening.
This is scary stuff.
Yeah. Genevieve Wood, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Go to the polls, everybody.
You bet.
Get more at 971talk.com.